And then immediately after we finish the Guru Yoga and the Silver Book, page 22, then Geshe-la will start chanting the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, which is on the first base sheet in the white prayer book, right under the accepting difficulties as a path verses that we'll be reading. And then we'll, after that, if you'll flip to the back side of that base sheet, we'll be saying the short mandala offering before the teaching and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Yeah, I think that's the order. That's the order? Okay. Yeah, we don't do the refuge and bodhicitta prayer last, do we? No, okay. Okay. And then we'll start the teaching. We're on somewhere in chapter on karma. I don't know where. I don't know, because he said that he would be spending more time on it. So I don't know which section we'll be on. I'm assuming it'll be on the section about the varieties of karma, because the other ones are pretty straightforward. We already talked about that, certainty of karma, magnification of karma, so forth. So I think it will start, will be someplace in the varieties of karma. Okay. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Deirdre Frank, Nelson Mandela, Mary Beth Park, Kami Tsering, who is Geshe-la's father, Annette White, Judith Wormser, and Pokey the dog. Job search, John Pell, Justin Kelly, Roseanne Barona, James Lillig, Sarai. Prayers for health and well-being. Gyabje Lamazopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Milo Cardarelli, Sebastian Clark and his parents, Beth Cruz, Walker Doherty, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Richard First, Jasmine Ghaznawi, Mildred Gooch, Nikki and family, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Zen Lee and her father, Mark, Bella, and Hazel, Jacob Meadows and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Lindsay Piatti, Aunt Polly, Brent Richardson, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sants, Rosemary Cease, Jaden Sharp and mother, Andre Smith, Tian Hao, Tian Zoa, Tian Boa, Tian Doa, and the Will Foundation. Lobsang Thubten, Steve Wakefield, Dion Washington, Dorothy Wertis, family of Judith Wormser, and Dorje, and Contra the Pigs. If you have any names you'd like to add, you can please say them now. Okay, so if we turn to the green sheets, we'll chant the praises to the 21 Taras one time. Through Mirsa Bon Mabode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tom, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning, instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord, Ethereum's turban lotus. Homage, she's face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with right blazes splendid, as a thousand sakura. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit. Relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. homage filling with Tutankhamun, whom desire direction and space, trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandavas, Yakshas. Homage with her tre and pesa, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to the very dread destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mood, light ray masses all excited, all directions feels adorned. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of Murpho, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's day. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on anonymous must shine. Amitabha inner hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she must breathe the blaze like eons ending fire above. Righteous flip and joy surround you, truths of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven letters you just conk. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace, nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to a reads the letter of the shape of syllable, whom 5 foot stamping shakes the three rules, Meru, Mandara, and Vind. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalek form, whisper spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with spice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Trisososa spirit Yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with your root mantras and prostrations, Asar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested drunk or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Okay, so if you turn to the first bay sheet, let's read the two stanzas under Accepting Difficulties is a Path, points 3 and 4 of the 7-point mind training. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas to the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. Okay, so while we're waiting, it would be nice if we could chant the Hayagriva mantras for Lama Zopa Rinpoche's health and long life. And it's 3 Benzo Koda Hayagriva Hulu Hulu Humpe. And I believe you can still post it on the website, the count. So we'll start with the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga in the Silver Book, page 22, or page 7 in the booklet. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the Hundred Devas Joyful Realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus, and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight, supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion. I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, frankincense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings or the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now if you turn the page, you'll see at the bottom of page 26, on the bottom of page 13 in the booklet, the 5-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa. So let's recite 20 of those to ourselves, and then we'll recite the 4-line prayer out loud.
Gan chen ke pep
to page 34 and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. It's on page 21 in the book. In all my life, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one. We'll turn to the back of the first day sheet and say a short mandala offering before the teaching. Saji perki shushi neto tamri ramli ji nite gyan pari Sangye Jinju Mite Uwa Yidro Kunamda Shinla Chirpa Shok
Good evening. Cold, huh? Cold, fresh. Maybe do some meditations. Two meditations. I've been not doing these two meditations. I'm worried that you may going to forget two meditations. So we'll try this here. Maybe probably now try in Wednesday night class. I used to do that in Sunday class. So there's now too many meditations in Sunday class. Probably there's not enough time. Each class is only 1 hour. If we do four meditations, then probably most of the time it's finished. Sunday we've been talking about like how to develop our concentrations. According to the six perfections practice, or six professions practice, number five, you know, the profession of concentrations, then the profession of wisdoms. So professional concentrations. So I think that's quite important. You know, here there are so many, I say, obstacles in America, not in Tibet. so many distraction. Our mind gets distracted, but there are so many different things, you know. So the concentration, you know, so there's one another meditation, meditation become quite famous in America. What do you call? During 60s, hippie time. Yeah, transcendental. So what that means? What it means? Do you call hippie meditation? anybody knows? Transcendental. Yeah. What? The word, what is the word definition? The word transcendental, what is the definition?
It's basically that type of meditation.
There's no...
They sort of claim it one way.
Mm-hmm.
You can only learn it from a certified teacher.
No.
I don't know much
about it. Oh, like... anyway. So, this meditation, you know, like, it's meditation, I think. actually, the point is, you know, to pull all our mental attentions onto one object. Sanskrit, what do you call? Samadha? Yeah, samadhi or samatha. So the point here, the goal is, according to ancient teachings, the only way we can make our mind calm and peaceful, like only if we focus, if we concentrate. Could be, as I said, it doesn't have to be something complicated, you know, so could be, you know, as a Buddhist, you use holy image. As I mentioned last Sunday, there's no, like, two benefits. One is, like, you know, like, first of all, choosing a holy image. So there's one benefit, is that, like, the benefit of recalling or remembering holy image. There's one benefit. The first one, same, you know, choosing one object. So we use, you know, people use your breath, they use color, they use, you know, all kinds of things. The point is to just, if you are thinking about this glass, you are only thinking about this glass, nothing else. You are not thinking, oh, this glass is green, oh, this looks nice, it's round. You are not thinking, you just think about glass. So object doesn't matter. So now the point is, someday chishis. So that's why the cushion called concentration cushion. Actually, doesn't call meditation cushions, but here you call meditation, it doesn't matter. But according to the instructions, called concentration cushions. That means the cushions that you sit on comfortably, and what you do, then you try to develop your concentrations. Why? Because that's the only way that you can make your mind calm and peaceful. You think about one object, and you think, you know, you're trying to pull all your mental energy onto that object, and then, you know, you just sit there. That's the only way to, you know, make your mind calm, some decision. So then last one, loyi told, means, you know, wisdom liberates. So that means we need to learn, we need to study, you know, wisdom liberates, not just, doesn't say, you know, like, saying prayer will liberate. It doesn't say, you know, it says wisdom liberates. That means wisdom by reading, wisdom by thinking, wisdom by contemplating or thinking, then wisdom by thinking deep. That's the best form of wisdom. That means, you know, that means like single-pointed, the wisdom that developed by single-pointed meditations, that's the best one. Then wisdom developed by thinking, you know, or reflecting on the meaning of the word, whatever it is. So that's the second best. Then first, the last one is, the first one is, like, you know, just reading, just learning, that you develop some wisdom, you know, like, say, reading instructions, how to put the bed together. There's also form of wisdom, but, you know, there's not, there's three types of wisdoms. So that, you know, wisdom, there's the last wisdoms, there's wisdom liberates, generally speaking. But among those, the six perfections, the last wisdom, that's the wisdom, that's the particular wisdoms that understand the realities. In Buddhism, it's like emptiness, you know, things does not exist the way we think. It exists different way. It exists in different way. The self, the I, does not exist exactly the way we think, but it exists other way around. You know, so that's called, you know, like finding an ultimate truth. You know, that whatever we are experiencing now is like pretty much conventional truth. Conventional level truth is not the ultimate truth. So there's another truth that we need to find. There's another self that we understand is very much exaggerated. You know? Self. So anyway, so now the wisdoms among six perfection practices, six perfection, the last wisdom, there's particular wisdom. It's not just wisdom. There's particular wisdoms. That means finding, like, how you exist, how basically everything, of course, first you begin with self, how self exists, what is self, how you define self. So much mistake has been made, not able to identify true self. So much mistake, according to emptiness teachings, so much mistake has been made, so much problems been created, not able to identify true self. So that requires a lot of meditations, you know, thinking of self, you know, what is self, you know, how you define self. So then, you know, then you go through Jebu Sami, Jebu means, you know, self. It's not solid, means earth element, something solid. Jebu Sami. It's not a solid that you know, like I say, check out if you are thinking, oh, my body is me, so that is, I say, been taken out. Jebu, the self is not the body, not something solid. Jebu Sami, you know, Chuma is not a liquid in the body, it's not a liquid. Mimi is not the heat in the body. Jebu Sami, Chuma, Mimi is not the, I say, oxygen. In our body, it's not self, it's not oxygen. No, Jebu Sami, Chuma, Mimi, Lumi, Namkami. It's not a space inside the body, that's not self. So now, that clear out quite a bit. No, not the body, not the heat, not the oxygen, not the space inside. Jebu Sami, Chuma, Mimi, Lumi, Namkami. Namshema is not the consciousness. It's not the mind. So now the end, what is self? Self is merely imputed on those things, what we call five aggregates. It's just merely imputed on that. That's called self, you know. This is called, I'm not sure what it's called in English, but you know, so this we call Tibetan called pova. The pova is merely imputed on this shape, color, on all this, you know. So, but it's not the shape, it's the pova. It's not the pova, the color is not the pova, so not the bottom, it's like that. So it's like merely imputed, you know, imputed on the aggregate, that's called self. It's not, So then, that's particular wisdom in the last six professions. The last wisdom is particular wisdom, the wisdom that identify true self, okay, true self, true nature of self, true nature of book, true nature of all the existing things, you know, all the existing things. So now back to the concentration. So concentration, meditation, when we develop, I think it's very important, including myself, all of us, very important to learn how to pull all our mental energy onto one object. Okay, you can visualize Tara, you can visualize Shakyamuni Buddha, you can visualize book, you can visualize your children, you can visualize flower, and you can visualize kale. And you can visualize chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. Yeah. So, you can visualize anything. Then the point is not to concentrate. So now there's two obstacles for that. So that's important to know. One is mind gets too excited, super excited, no good. That becomes mind become imbalanced. Mind become too low, too down. So there's another obstacle. So this fast meditation is to help you and help me to get rid of this super excited mind. So this is like called, this meditation is called forceful method. Because in this class, there are a number of people who is leading different classes at the center, so I can probably know. So make sure that I already taught this meditation. Make sure that it remains fresh in your mind. No, for sake of other people, for sake of knowledge, okay? So this meditation is called a forceful method, how to get rid of super excited mind. Make sense? Forceful method. So before that, there's another method. What you do if you get mind get too excited? So according to teachings, you say you should think about something that you don't know, something you are not good at. Say computer. So in my case, His Holiness often says, you know, computer, you know. So my case, like, there's many, many things. There's so many things we don't know. There's so many things we don't know. So if your mind gets so excited, so then you think about some, at the beginning, you think about something that you don't know. And according to that instruction is not something that is not about the car, how to make car. It's not about that. It's about something that, you know, in Buddhism, that we have many, many numbers. 6 of them, 7 of them, 8 of them, 21 of them, 51 of them, 25,000 of them. So you do think about those things, then your energy will come down. So there's a fast method. If that doesn't work, then this is called a forceful method, how to stop the super excited mind. When mind gets too excited, then you lose your focus. Why you focus? Because it makes, that's the only way you can make your mind calm and peaceful. Someday chishi, that's all, someday chishi. So these meditations, this meditation is called forceful method, how to stop super excited mind. If you can't go to sleep, because your mind just keep thinking, so probably this is a good meditation to do, okay? So what do you do? So first, please let me explain. So I will explain that. So we exhale from the mouth, inhale from nose. One, we'll do this 10 times, okay? Exhale long, slow from mouth, like. Long, slow. Then one. Then two. Each time we inhale, then we count two. Then in the end, 10, we all stop. You hold your breath. Hold your breath. Don't breathe. Hold your breath. Imagine the, you know, okay. When every thought, as I mentioned on Sunday, every thought that comes with energy, you know, thought comes with energy. It's like you can't separate them. You can't separate this. Every thought has energy. So then, just imagine. Imagine means you are thinking, right? When I say imagine, then you are thinking. Now this bread that's going in is round, round, white. Round, white. Probably size doesn't matter, but round, it says round, white. When you're thinking, it's going down, there's thought. There's thought. There's thought is also going down too, thought. So that thought has energy. Because every thought is like, energy is like horse. Thought is rider. You know, every thought rides on energy. You can separate. So now, you know, before I don't understand that quite well. So now when you think, when we look at the sceneries, beautiful sceneries, we feel good. Because there's some thought is going there. It's carrying some energy. So that's why I think people are feeling good. Probably that's what. So now it makes sense to me. Anyway, so when we say imagine, then you are thinking that now breath is going down. There's energy, form of energy, there's white. So that energy, that's with the thought, is going down. Forefinger below your navel. Forefinger below your navel. So when you feel, then you just hold there. So the second part is not easy to ask, not that easy to translate. But when this energy coming from the above, white round, then when you feel it's reached four fingers below your navel. Navel. Here you call belly button. Permanent belly button. When you feel a reach there, you need to close your lower jaw. You need to close, immediately close, simultaneously close. Energy that comes up, yellow color, comes up like this. Then you sit like this, okay? White above, yellow below. So there, where all the focus, all the mental attention should be on that. So that's what you're thinking. Then hold your breath as long as you can. Then exhale. And see if that helps. See if that helps. Should supposed to help. If that doesn't help, then there's no another method. This is the last called forceful method. That's the last one. So you do something else. This is called forceful method. So it's supposed to help. If that doesn't help, then I don't know what to do. See, it's clear now. It's clear. We exhale long, slow from mouth. Whenever you do breathing meditation, we have to make sure our back is straight. You know, like this. Then relax. Then like. Then just, you know, in the end, just imagine this, you know, energy that's going down. I will explain this, repeat one more time. Energy that's going down. And you have to think, it's going down, going down. Four finger below your navel or belly button. Immediately, simultaneously, you cannot wait. Simultaneously, you have to close your lower jaw. The energy that brings up this yellow color, and just like sit like this, white above, yellow below. Then that's where you should focus. That's where the focus should be on. Then you are holding your breath. Then exhale. Okay, so we'll do this now. 10 times. Yeah. So another one is next Wednesday, another one, when mind's kind of like sinking. kind of like, you know, so for the beginning, you kind of get excited, okay, I'm going to meditate, early morning, it's kind of cold, then you sit there, okay, you feel like, oh, it's cold, then you put some blanket there, and maybe let's say 1 minute, kind of fresh, then slowly. That's called the thinking mind. Then sometimes it's really singing, or sometimes. In the monastery, the monks are very good. So there's thousands of monks in the monastery. Early morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's not like here, no, here you have a lot of space. There everybody's touching everybody, there's not enough space. And a long hour sitting. And the monks, you know, so some of them get tired. Some of them learn very well how to take a nap. Perfectly fit in the line. It's not like this, it's not like that. It's just in the line. Deep meditations. Then sometimes the precious jewel comes out. Sometimes then you snore, then you the snore will wake you up like something. So the next Wednesday, the thinking mind, next Wednesday, we'll talk about that, okay? So now, back to Lamrim book. So today I would like to explain a little bit about this. Is now we are in Lamrim book. This book has been taught in Tibet by a Tibetan Lama called Lama Tsongkhapa. Now it's like almost 650 years ago this book has been written, 650 years ago in Tibet, inside Tibet, taught by a Tibetan Lama. It's not like something they translated from Sanskrit to Tibetan. It's already taught in Tibetan. So by Lama Tsongkhapa, almost 650 years ago. So we've been studying this book. So this, we are in the section called now, some of, like most probably you are all very familiar with this, you know, term called karma, in Tibetan called le, lendego. So that's interesting. So that the title of this teaching is called Dele Tamjige Tsawa Lendele Ichige Tepachabas. Dele Tamjige. Dele means all the goodness. All the goodness. Dele Tamjige. Tamjige means all the goodness. Tamjige means all. Dele. All the goodness. No, root of all the goodness. That's the title of this teachings in Lamrim book. Dele Tamjige Tsawa Lende. That's causality. No, cause and effect. Lende means cause and effect. Cause and effect. Lende. Dele Tamjige Tsawa. Having a conviction, faith into causalities, that is the root of all the goodness. So you know, it's kind of interesting. So it doesn't say the root of the all the goodness is money. It doesn't say that. Root of all the goodness is not the wealth. It doesn't say like that, no. Root of the, all the goodness, root of all the goodness is conviction, faith in causality. Means cause and effect. So, say, what comes around, goes around, what goes around comes around. That's American saying. I'm not sure what that means. For me, it sounds like karma. Yeah, so I'm not sure that in American saying. So what goes around comes around. What goes around comes around. So having a conviction, faith in that, that is the root of all the goodness. Having, if you say, okay, having conviction, faith in what goes around and comes around, that is, you can also say, that is the, how you say, you know, root of all the goodness. Anyway, so I'm just looking at the titles, so it's kind of interesting, looking at the kind of titles, you know. So now here tonight, the section that I'm going to read is like distinguish between heavy action and lighter actions, whether it's positive or negative. That's, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa talks about that. Okay, so. So, talking about karma, like the, what the, people who seriously study karma, so those people, these people become very mindful about their thought. The people who seriously study karma for put into practice, so those individuals, they become more mindful for their thoughts. Oh? Because, you know, everything depends on thoughts. No, tamjas, everything depends on thought. No, everything depends on thought. Positive, negative, everything depends on thought. Oh? So thought is the root. Then everything else is like branch, fruit, all of that. And everything else is like branch and the trunk, branch, fruit, things like that. The root is, you know, thought. So now here, Nipa Jiyang Tenpala means Jiyang, Ji means, you know, heavy. Yang is light. Jiyang Tenpala means Ji. Lelam Chuyi Jiyang Tan Shala Tovne Ji Leji Kun. So first number Tongva talks about this 10 actions, you know. Originally numbers from three like action that related to the body, the four action that related to the speech, there's 7, 8, 9, 10, then 3 related to the mind, called 10, you know. Could be positive, could be negative. This is the 10. So first Lama Tsongkhapa is going to explain about that. So then, how you say, this is the main topic that you are going to talk about, then something comes, it's not the really main topic, but something comes. How you say Shala, we say Tibetan Shala, I'm not sure, like, this is the main topic that you're going to talk. There's something that, you know, some kind of story or something that comes at the side. Shala, so we have one word called Shala, I'm not sure in English. So an underline or aside. Yeah, aside. At the side, the Lama Gautama will talk about same, like the distinguish between heavier, like lighter action or heavy action or light actions based on something else, not based on those 10 things, okay? So Lama Tsongkhapa was taking example like killing, okay? Just taking example of killing. So Choba the Tsunas. So that's, the, I think, one like mistranslation. Soak, the Tibetan word soak. There's something, also energy, that keep us light. No, keep us light. That we have one particular word, soak. When this is cut, people die. Any living being dies in the soak. So I'm not sure. Sometimes when they translate in dictionary, Tibetan English dictionary, when they translated this word, very word, soak, when they translate in English, they say soul. I think it's a little bit mistake. There's the translation of this word, Tibetan word, sok is soul. Soul? Soul. Not, I understand soul? Not that we eat, not something that we eat. Soul. Soul? Soul. Yeah, soul. yeah. So, anyway, sok is something, you know, in according to Abhidharma Kosha, the Treasury of Knowledge, that according to that text, written by one of the Indian masters, Vasubandhu, in that text, chapter number 3, he talks about. In chapter number 3, this is all about Buddhist cosmology. You know, life spent up here in the human realm, life span in the demigod realm, god realms, you know, size of the body, how you define morning or evening. And here, you know, when sun comes up, we say morning. When sun goes down, we say evening. But other different realms, that's not how they define morning and evening. So there's like, and their size of body, their lifespan is all different. So, things like that. You know, so that's in the text called Treasury of Knowledge in English, but in Sanskrit it's called Abhidharma Kosha. The chapter number 3, that talks about this, all this, you know, lifespan of different realms, the size of the body, how they like communicate, how they talk, all of that. So in that chapter number 3, that the Vasubandhu, the Indian master, he said, soak these things, the soak, there's something, only thing that, you know, the when you translate the meaning, it's like soak, something that keeps us alive. That's called soak. So he said that the soak is life. Say, lifespan, soak is lifespan. So they say, so that lifespan is dependent on heat and consciousness. So they say, the something that keeps us alive, that's called soak, that is lifespan. The lifespan is dependent on heat and consciousness. Oh, that's what it says. Okay. Does it make sense? Maybe not. So, maybe a little bit. So, oh yeah. So anyway, so, so for example, the killing, you know, then that's how the some killings become lighter, some killings action of killing, some of them become heavier, some of them become lighter. So how you know? The only the Lama Zongpa says, no, sambe jiwa, that action becomes heavier if the intention is so strong. No, so say, for example, anger. It's not just angry, so angry, really, really angry. Almost that you see entire ground just red. No, when people get very angry, the death in Tibet, they say, when people get really angry, they see whole ground is like red. When they get really, really angry. So they say there's three intentions. Anger, attachment, ignorance. So strong ignorance. You know, I think like somewhere in South America a long time ago, there's a group of people that die. Some leader kill a lot of people there, or kill, no, I'm not sure, kill means they all are encouraged to die. Yeah. So there's like so ignorance, so ignorance. It's not just ignorance, it's like so ignorant, so like that. Then like saying animal sacrifice lead to liberation, something like that, no, very much ignorance, so according to Buddhism. It's not just, you know, it's not just light. It's very much, you are, it's very strong ignorance that is hard, you can hard to get out of that. So very strong ignorance, then very strong attachment. So that, you know, that's intentions in the beginning, the very beginning. If intention is strong, so then the actions become heavier. Okay, this is it. Jowa, so now actions. So jowa some, so jowa che some, cheba jowa tha, cheba jowa gashi, amasindima. Like enjoying killing, you know? Or enjoying somebody, seeing somebody killing somebody, like that. That make karma heavier. You know, if they're seeing somebody, you know, like, killing somebody with regret or fear, that comes lighter. And seeing that, you know, like doing that with full of joy, and seeing that, you know, full of joy. So that's also, you know, that's like actions. First, intention, stronger actions, kind of, you know, rejoicing. So so then that applies same. You know, that covers so much. You know, that applies same. Whether human, any form of life, the same. Jove chivani so chuba chesam cheba juva gashing round the center dembache. Raya Chala Shyantin Dzunjiti Ngapa Jepa, then you know, you are doing it, then you encourage other people to do, and you not just that, then praise their actions. Now these are like, that makes the karma more heavy, the action makes more heavier. Raya Chala Shyantin Dzunjiti Ngapa Jepa Che. So nowadays not criticizing, but that's the reality, you know, so like not just you are doing it, but encouraging someone else to do and telling them there will be no reward killing peoples. This is very ignorant. So that's exactly the thing. Tendawa Tongana Yirama, seeing that on something, then you are very much inspired and that you feel I should also do that, you know, Yirama. Then praising them. Tenda Tongana Yirama Yigawaja Yurimuna Samji Sabisimji Chebaja. Then thinking about those kind of action, long time planning and doing some kind of like, how is that, heinous or like, premeditative, thinking long time and like the whole goal is to kill people, that's all. You know? So then thinking about the long time, the planning and the whole process, just getting so excited, you know. Just thinking there will be some kind of, you know, positive result. Anyway, so, you know, this question has been brought up many times, like last couple of years, a lot of Tibetan people, they're self-immolated because out of desperation, you know, because there's like, these people, there's like almost now 120 of them. And probably 100, close to 200 of them self-immolated. Then out of 200, probably 120 of them probably passed away. Tibetan culture is deeply rooted in Buddhism. You know, dance, song, music, and everything is deeply rooted in Buddhism. So every people, you know, since from the childhood, what you say, you're saying you learn this prayer through your parents, not from the monastery. Parents, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness. So somehow, yeah, so people, you know, so these people, you know, could, they are demonstrating towards Chinese government. So, because of their belief is so strong, you know, so they just take their life, they don't take anybody else's lives, but they could easily blow up themselves. They can kill probably hundreds and hundreds of Chinese army easily, because they are not afraid of death. So that's exactly what the suicide. They do, but out of 120 people, if they each one of them carry such actions, there will be like hundred and hundred of many hundreds of lives lost, but never happened. It never happens. I think why? Because the whole culture is our culture, Tibetan culture. I'm not praising, but that's true. It's deeply rooted, whether people understand Buddhism or not. But the culture is deeply rooted in Buddhism. You know, they teach you non-violence. Anyway, so then the autumn year round, you will send you some simple chapa tangje. Tardu tangje, Cubajin, later and mount the ship, but yeah, like killing not just one, but killing many lives at the same time. And thinking about the long time and just not just regretting, rejoicing, kind of getting excited about that. Or, and then thinking, okay, like, the worst way to kill, not just, you know, kill, like, you know, cutting people pieces, you know, cutting their head, whatever it is. Actions, it's not just actions, it's like worse. No, it's like the thinking to, like, the worst way to kill, you know, so that makes action heavier, okay? Intention, actions, this, each word is Lama Tsongkhapa words. So, Tadu Kyuba Chi Ji Lei Ra Mang Tu Sui Pa Tu Nung Wa Tha Pu Chi Pi Sueba de jiba che ne chawa mi ba che chuba che. Sueba dang shenba dang che. Dunga wa zemba nyam ta wa maa da ning je wa. Menga de jiba sebo che. Yeah, so then, you know, even like the people who are about to die, they are kind of begging you, they are begging their life, right? They are begging that you don't care, you know, just you know, like, you don't, you have, looks like they, you have no compassion at all. You have no compassion at all. Just kill them like that, you know. May not do it in the Sweba, which is, just say, oh, yeah. Nyembo mea pala chiwa che, deje, tene. So there's like intention, so strong, actions between intention and the end. When someone dies, that's end, right? The killing karma, when you talk about killing karma, if somebody dies, that's the end. So before that, there's the conclusions, then there's intentions, then there's, you know, like actions. There's three of them. So that's the one that makes karma heavier. Intention, the actions, okay, there's two things out of four. First one's object. There's one, intention, the second, action, the third, conclusion, the fourth, that's how the karma completes, so four of them. Out of four, there's two, intentions, actions, determines whether karma is going to be lighter or heavier based on that. So that's like strong anger, not just anger, very, very angry, really, really angry. Not just attached, very, very attached. You know, not just ignorance, very much ignorance, you know, like that. So then actions on this. There's one way that karma become heavier, one way. So now the second way of karma become heavier is like not nyembo meba lechi was. Nyembo is antidote. Nyembo is antidote, okay? So the karma become heavier without antidote. Karma become heavy without antidote. So let me read this. Ni chik shindu laba ganyang milen la je. Da che dang, je dang, chupshi da chunga la nyene la nyaba na. Tu tu su. Jimba da son la ngun da chak su. Dangwa da mun jaba. Dibi sun su. Mi jeba da su. Whatever karma has been. Okay, so now this is good things. You know, we all make mistakes. You know, we all make mistakes. We are going to continually make mistakes till we reach enlightenment. So whether we like or not, so that's the truth. Sorry. So that's the reason why everybody should get enlightened. So now the so this is, I think, important here. So being here last 15 years, experiencing American cultures, you know, last 15 years, talking to different peoples, you know, but growing up in India, like born in India, like as a refugee, born in India, then grown up in India, then coming back here, living here last 15 years, then see both worlds a little bit, you know, experience there, in that part of the world, experience this part of the world last 15 years. Generally speaking, everybody makes mistakes. So now, here, what do you do? Over there, in my monastery, you know, even in the monastery, people make mistakes. Not like a monastery, everything is perfect. That's not true. That's your perceptions. Probably good perceptions to have. Not just monastery, whole world is good. No, so that's a good perception, but that's not true. Not true, you know, even people make mistakes. So now, this is, I see importance. In Buddhism, doesn't matter if you're Buddhist or not Buddhist, no. Everybody remember what they do, what they did, everybody remember. You know, long as your brain is functioning, long as your mind is fresh, you do remember what you did yesterday. You do remember that. You know. It's not about, only Buddhists remember that. Then nobody else remember that. You know. Not like that. Everybody remembers that. So now the question is, here, becoming heavier without antidote, what it means, what it really means, means oh, I did something wrong, you know, say, I feel here, you what you say, I feel guilty. Guilty? So we say, I regret. We don't say, I feel guilty. We say, we regret, I regret. Regret can be positive, can be negative. If you regret towards something positive, that is negative. If you are regretting towards something negative, that is positive. See? Make sense? Guilt, I don't think no, there's any positive. It's usually it's like guilt has negative connotations. So we say, I regret, and here people say, I feel guilty. I heard the Jewish moms, they are very good at make you feel guilty. Because I have one friend in Columbia University. Now she's PhD, so I call her Jubu. She's Buddhist, Jewish Buddhist. I call Jubu her nickname. So we talk about, you know, guilt. So I don't understand the word, so I ask, you know, her. So then she tried to explain to me the definition of guilt. What's guilt? You know, this like culturally is a big problem here. So then she say, okay, she's supposed to have dinner with her mom. Then all of a sudden, one of her friend calls to go to dinner. Then she tells her mom, okay, I cannot come, so I have to go with my friend, so and so. Then mom says, oh, it's okay, you should go to your friend. But then she says, I wish that you could come. So then indirectly, so then she is explaining that's guilt. That she has guilt, you know, she has guilt. And her mom is making her to feel guilty or guilty, not able to go to dinner with mom, then going with the friends. So anyway, so in this case, you know, we say probably regret. So anyway, so you regret or guilt, whatever it is. So now, then after that, what do you do? After that, what we should do? Lama Tsongkhapa was saying, yeah, so whenever you think, you know, so this is important here. So as I said many times, monks, you know, like everybody, you know, you do think about, you know, something went wrong, something did something negative, you remember them. So what do you do? And here, as a Buddhist, so I just give you an example. So you don't have to be Buddhist, but you can do the same thing. As a Buddhist, what do you do? You say, oh, I'm going to purify. So then you think about something negative out of positive intentions. Am I making sense? Not just making sense, it doesn't make really sense. Can we think about something negative out of positive intention? Can we do? Yeah. So, you know, for us, it's like the wish to purify. That's the positive intention. We think about something negative to will to purify them. So that's positive intentions. We do think about, you know. So then here, I see this, you know, being here last 15 years, I see talking to people. You think about something negative, then out of negative. Then what you do? You are doing something negative. Being hard on yourself, criticizing yourself, looking down. So there's like pushing darkness to the darkness that eventually you cannot see well. So here, like, the willpower to purify. So that's the intention. You think about something negative. The initial state is positive. You think about something negative out of positive. Then when you think about negative things, then you don't become hard on yourself. What you do, you just say some, you do some practice. In the end, instead of feeling bad about remembering something negative, you feel good. That's the power of purification practice. Same, I use example, you know, like seeing a lot of dirty dishes in the sink. You just sit in front of there, just wish, okay, all these dishes will be clean, or maybe someday tomorrow, but it's not going to be clean. You know? So we go to supermarket, we look for the best soap, detergent, and best sponge, all kinds of sponge. Now what do you call this? Sponge has rust and sometimes soft. Scrubber. Some of them all rough. Some of them one side smooth, one side rough. And some of them have brush. Not just brush. You can put soap into the brush. All kinds of things they sell. And you buy all of them with all the best. You put it there. If you don't move, it doesn't matter. It's not going to clean. So, then if you clean, the next day you will not see any dirty dishes in the sink because it's all clean. So dirty dishes doesn't have any quality, but it has only one quality, it can be clean. No? The clean is, you don't need to clean, it's already clean. So dirty dishes does not have qualities. Same negative action doesn't have a quality, but it has only one quality, it can be purified. It can be clean. When you clean, then you feel good. Then you can use new dishes. No? So even in America, you have like dishwashers. You know? So, when Krishna we moved to this new house, we never used dishwasher. Manasri, there's no dishwasher. So Krishna cannot read English. So I'm the only one who read English a little bit. Norbu, another monk, no, he's worse than Kishi Sambo. So we all tried to figure out how this dish has the dishwasher to work. So there's a couple of holes there, here, there, so we have no idea where the soap should be go. put all the dishes there. So I'm the one. So then there's all kinds of companies going back and forth. But no, so then I'm not listening to them because I don't trust them because they can read. I don't trust them because they are saying, oh, no, here, put it here, put it there. I don't listen to them because there's no ground to have faith in them. So then I decided to put there's some one hole, I just put it there, pause there. It's not the, first of all, there's ignorance causing this problem, there's no wisdom. So there's two kinds of soap there, so I'm not sure the previous owner left there. So there's one is like powder, one is like liquid. So I thought, oh, liquid is better, so I just put the liquid there. There's some hole there, so I just pour there. It goes on and on, and I just put them there, kind of struggling. Oh, there's too much. It's a big one. Almost half of them, I just pour it there. So close there, then push back, then they close there. All went to the basement, just turn on. Just, you know, then talk. They will come up. Kitchen is like bubble. Everybody, all the stuff, just all over the place, there's a bubble. Oh. Everybody's freaked out, so I don't know what to do, so they have no idea. So call Shady. So anyway, so sometimes, you know, if you don't purify them well, so that's what's going to happen. So anyway, so my point here, like, so this my own stories. So here, I hope you learn something by reading this section of the Lamrim. You think about something negative out of positive intentions. According to Lamrim, what kind of positive intention that Lama Tsong was talking about? Lama Tsong was talking about willpower to purify. That is positive intentions. Then that becomes leader to you to think about something negative. Then you think about them, and then do something, like whether there's some kind of purification practice. As I said, some of you may think, oh, this is purification practice, you are talking about Vajrasattva practice? That's like 100 syllable mantra. I don't think I can do that too long. Oh, you are talking about 35 Buddha prostration. That's not easy. That's not one. That's 35 of them. Then I told you, Stupa here, We build the stupa here, just go one round. So easy to go one round. So I don't have exactly, I don't know exactly how it purifies, but it purifies negative karma. So it purifies, you know. Just with intention, goes wrong around there. So there's so many different ways to purify. Or meditate on compassion. Right after that, you think something negative, develop compassion towards yourself. Instead of being hard on yourself, just to be compassion. You know? Just to be compassion. You know? And the meditate on compassion. Develop some kind of sympathy. You know, some kind of sympathy. Then build strong regret, you know. From now on, next moment, next second, you know, next hour, I will not repeat it again. So that's how the progress has been made. That's how the change, okay? So we thought that it says karma becomes heavier. That means feeling of pain becomes worse and worse. If you don't do something, the feeling of pain becomes worse and worse. No, then some point in life it will explode. That's no good. No, it's like saying not cleaning the environment or thinking, oh, maybe I'll do tomorrow. I don't have time. Next day the kitchen becomes more dirtier. Or say not my kitchen, probably office. Pretty much office. You know, there's not one paper there. Or maybe I'll go tomorrow. So from moving here to here, or maybe I'll move. Then throws the piles up everywhere. There just no. Table everything, so that takes a long time to clean. So then with the disciplines, you know, like that, okay? So that's like, without antidote, that's how, you know, the karma becomes heavier. It means like the feeling of this, all this, you know, most of them is the mind. In the mind that you feel, you know, feel good, and the feeling gets worse and worse and worse. Because you, somehow back in your mind, you kind of remember, even though you pretend not to remember, you will remember that. Then it's not get worse. If you purify them, then you know you feeling up, feeling great about doing something about this negative, feeling great. So that greatness will increase. Slowly, it will take over of the negative feeling. So that's how you purify. Okay. So I said, then a couple of some of the people say, okay, Gisela, I have this commitment. I forgot to say, you know, yesterday. So I've not been saying now on, I've not been saying. That's not good. If you miss one day, you should say next day, you should say it again. You know? Otherwise, you will feel continuously bad. That's not good. But if you miss one day, so, you know, so then next day, okay, so now I will miss, so there's no point to do it again. But there is point, because why you feel, you don't feel good. Not one day, day after day, it's no good, you know. So that's why I usually suggest them, you know, some people, they recite, forget to recite Sikshashin Guru Yoga. So then I say, no, continue, you know, even next day, continue. Nyinchikshin, lava ganyang, milenla, dache dan, jye dan, chupshichon. So there's this, all this special days in Tibetan lunar calendar, that's special days. So those days is like considered like special, because those days, you know, if you do more practice, it kind of multiplies. It's kind of encouraging people to do more practice. You know, then time and time again. That means every day. Not every day. Like say twice a week. How you say in generally, not a week, generally speaking.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Once a while. Once a while, then you can eat chocolate chip cookie. Then you don't need to feel bad. In my case, once a while, I will eat kale. Make sure not to feel bad about not eating kale. So once a while, then, you know, giving some kind of, you know, say, jimba means generosity, you know, like, swanamta, ngonto mawata, you know, saying something nice to people when you go to, you know, like the shopping, when you see somebody at the counter, you know, if they are wearing some kind of jewelry, you just said, oh, very nice jewelry, doesn't cost any money. So that's what people appreciate, you know. Just say, oh, you look nice, you know, you nice jewelry, doesn't cost any money. Just, you know, saying something nice, something like that. Giving, you know, time, giving support, emotional support, you know, so making like public, even like making one phone call for you, it seems like it doesn't mean much, but, you know, it means a lot, you know, just even just making in difficult time, you know, just making one phone call, something like that. Jimbata Swanamchi, Gondo Maas means praising them, then doing prostrations, you know, Dhamma, Tamu Jawa, so this is Tamu Jawa, Jibi, Semla Sopa, Miche Bananchi, Chuchu Zungoda Shepa, Cheyaba, Juba, Shishimu Mitong Bananchi, Jidimbi Charla, Ngolamchi, 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 so doing this, there's all kind of, you know, all kind of purification practice, building a holy object, building a stupa, building a temple, building a holy object, making books available for the other people to read, sharing Dharma knowledge, and going around the stupa, tuning on the prayer wheel for, you know, thinking about well-being of other sentient beings, or then meditating on emptiness, reciting mantras, things like that, okay? These are called antidote. So without that, the karma become heavier. So then, now, like, because of intentions, there's one way the karma become heavier, then actions, there's a second way. Third is no antidote. That's the third. Fourth is like wrong view. You know, so it's like quite like heartbreaking. Every year in Nepal, there are sacrifice rituals take place in Nepal. That during that time, there's so many animals, you know, dies. Of course, in the Kathmandu, there's no big city. The Kathmandu, there's a lot of them there, but not there. Entire Nepal, countryside, is based on the family wealth. If you are rich, more animals. If you are poor, at least one chicken, something like that. So there's another part, the remote part of Nepal. So we are actually going there to see the holy site of Nepal. All of a sudden, there's one, what do you call, cable cart, one side of the road that leads all the way to the, on the top of the mountain, there's like one temple there. We went, my aunt wants to go there, but there's not Buddhist temple, but no, so she wants to go there. Then I went with her there. On the way there, a couple of cable cars, there's just sheep. Animal, sheep. Yeah, sheep. In the beginning, I have no clue. You know, I have no clue. So I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. People say the sheep are also going to the mountain. Maybe I have complete ignorance. So just going. When we get there, then turns out, you know, they are bringing there to sacrifice there in the temple. So. But there's no every year, it's not just 1 year, every year. So, the best thing, you know, so like, obviously, that nobody, even the king of Nepal, is not in power to control them. Nobody can stop them. There's nothing you can do. So that's part of their religion. You know, there's nothing you can do. So even the king of Nepal cannot stop them. So nobody has power to stop them. They are not going to stop. You know, that's what they believe. So like that, this is like probably wrong view. You know, sacrifice animals for some kind of material gains, mostly health, prosperity, material gain in this life. So that's what they do. If you buy one of them, they will sell another one. They will sell another one. So I bought two sheep. First I thought I would buy one. Then there's another one who's kind of crying. I can't leave that. You know, there's only two of them. So one that I will decide, it's not cheap. You know, I decided to buy one. Then another one's kind of crying and looking. So then we bought two of them. So now another problem is, now where are you going to bring? But, you know, so fortunately, then, you know, those two ships now is in the Lama Sherpa Rinpoche sanctuary in Nepal. That's where the two ships are now living there. So they're living there. So then there's that, you know, so, and the interesting that my aunt passed away, so most of you know, like, a lot of support for that. So, not last year, year before that, when I went, Stephanie asked me to buy some chicken. So I bought like that's like remote side, countryside of Nepal. Every like weekend they have a market, the village market. So they sell, you know, chickens there. So we bought like 10 of them, 10 chickens. So then, you know, their chickens are there, like free range, you know, there's countryside, there's no, like, they just go everywhere. And very nice looking chicken. So last year when I went there, before my aunt, she passed away, and she's very sick, so then I went to part of Nepal. So then we sit down, and when the sun comes, we sit outside, you know, there's no heat in the house. It's just sunbed in the morning with some cheese. So there's those four chickens. There's, out of 10, the four of them are alive. Six of them eaten by foxes or maybe jackal or foxes. But four of them are alive. So I took some photo and to give to Stephanie. So four of them are alive. And you know, things like that, there's so much that you can do. So then sometimes you do feel like overwhelmed. You feel overwhelmed. When you think about it, it's not just, you know, one part of the world. It's like all over the world. So then, you know, according to Lama Dapati Rinpoche, so as I mentioned last couple of Sundays, meditating on compassion, that's very powerful. You just meditate on compassion, you know. So there's so much you can do. So that's the reason this is the wrong view. Lobar Ngomba Shembali Chiwa. So karma become heavier because of your wrong view, no? Like sacrificing animals. Some people, they kill in order to gain some worldly possessions, kill. And some people encourage to kill and to gain something in future life. That's exactly what happened in some part of South America. There's like some south was a long time ago. So I saw the movie about that. Then you know, chugunamni chigui dabu yoji jutu ni ja se ni nyaba metu nyaba so loda cha. So this now the out of wrong view then taking life. Out of wrong view, taking life. There's a one way. There's a fourth way. The karma become heavier. Out of wrong view, taking others' life. Okay. Probably, particularly, you know, like the driven by religious belief. Probably that's not good. It's not good at all. It's not good. But you know, then other than that, sometimes you know people just have ignorance. You know, like hunting, all these things. In Tibet, nobody fish. No, you don't see anybody fishing in Tibet. Nobody fish. And some people probably do hunt a little bit here there, but these people within the community, they have very bad reputation. Nobody likes them. But some people they're hunting or here, there. But so then, talking about environment, before 1959, Tibetan environment is almost perfect. There's no mining company in Tibet, because Tibetan people, for us, mountains are holy, lakes are holy. You don't just mess with the lake. You don't just mess with the... Nobody ever think about digging the mountains. Well, this is something sacred, you know. So now, all over Tibet, it's been digging, you know, all trees been cut, water has been polluted, all the many of the mountains have been digged, a lot of mining coming there. So before 1959, there's nothing. You basically think, you know, this earth is like your body. That's what it is your body. You don't, you know, destroy that, you know. And the air is like your breath. You don't pollute them because of your breath. And the water is like your blood. You don't pollute them, you know. That's how you survive. If there's something, if air gets polluted, that means vital part of your body has been damaged. So then all these trees, all these are like limbs. So that's the concept that they have, you know, that this earth is your body, the water is your blood, the air is your breath, and all these other things like your limbs, you know, so you don't damage them. So a long time ago, some journalists came to me in here wondering in Buddhism if there's any like environment practice that we do. And that time I told the journalists, you know, I told them, but we don't use the word environment, but environment in Tibet is well preserved. If you want to educate them, there's less cost. You can easily educate them with less cost. In developing countries, now it costs so much money because there's so much, so many ways people they pollute, pollutions. But there's not, no. So anyway, then it's out of wrong view, then, you know, there's like fast intentions, karma become heavier, actions without antidote, now wrong view, there's four different ways the karma become heavier. That apply to same, lying, cheating, all of them, just killing is example, that apply to all the same, okay? So now, become heavier, now then I will stop. No, the time is running out. So it seems like I only read one page here, no, not one page, half page, but it covers now whole world. Okay. So last one, object-wise, the karma become heavier. This is all sake of knowledge. So then, of course, the purpose of studying karma is to, you know, to implement in our day-to-day life, because what it says is, having conviction, faith into causalities is the root of all the goodness. So, but now the problem is not having conviction, faith in that. So then, no power. That's the problem. That's something that we have to develop by studying karma. Shili chivaje, chundo pungbo, chundo pung chumbo da miya mi chapatanje, miya mi chapatanje, pama. So animal. Then it matters, size of the body is matters. The bigger pain is greater, the bigger the pain is greater. It says, Chundo, Pung Chimbo Tanji, Chundo means animals, Pung Chimbo and human beings. And it says, Mid Chava is like what you call it, it's like fetus. Parent, sibling. Then of course, you know, your own master. Ichu bada, lo bada, changsim da ichu. Then hermit, people who are meditating, and people who are, you know, studying the Buddha Dharma, the Sangha, people in the monastery, then Bodhisattva, then Arhat, then, you know, solitary realizers, Tinisha Vato, Minibha, she shouldn't need to charge more, she didn't charge more. So these are object wise, no, these are more heavier. Okay? Jung of the Dogon Sojibanyam was so the opposite of that five. Now the five intentions, actions, intention, action. Antidote, object. So we are, one is missing. intentions, actions, no antidote, wrong view. That's missing. Wrong view. Wrong view, then the object. Okay. So this becomes, make the karma become heavier. Then opposite of that, karma is lighter. So now that applies to everybody, everything. So any karma, that applies to any karma. So with that, then now I will stop. So it's 8:19. 19 past 8. So that's like almost correct right time. Supposed to stop 20 past 9, 8. Yeah, 8:20. That's 1 minute. Is 1 minute extra. So even though read only half page, but you know it covered whole lot. Okay. So you think it's good? So before I thought, you know, before I'm kind of not being lazy, but I thought, you know, maybe you get bored, you know, so maybe you just read the title. So now then I thought, okay. Then after that, when I went home, I thought, oh, maybe no good. Maybe should explain more. So that's. Yeah. Next Wednesday, that's what I'll do, okay? Yeah. Mm.
The back of the first base sheet, where it says dedication prayers, we'll start there. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra to realize things as they are, also, I dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtue with the dedication praised as the best by the victorious ones absconded the three times so that I might perform the noble bodhisattva deeds. And then the long life with holiness on the pink sheet. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrei Dzogchen Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies a path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Amatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.